Welcome to the AI HR Daily Podcast, brought to you by Ovi. I'm your host, and today we're talking about why the annual performance review might finally be on its way out, and what's replacing it. If you want to stay on top of AI and HR, hit follow so you don't miss an episode. Here's a number that stopped me. 85% of employees say they would consider leaving their company after an unfair performance review. Not a bad quarter. Not a difficult project. A single review. One conversation, or in a lot of cases, one form, that lands wrong, and suddenly you're losing people. And yet, most companies still run this process once a year, in the same format it's been run for decades. Manager sits down, fills out a rating scale, delivers feedback on work that happened 8 months ago. By the time the conversation happens, whatever went right or wrong is ancient history. So here's what's changing. A wave of organizations have started replacing the annual review with something that works more like a continuous feedback loop, powered by AI that analyzes project results, peer input, and objective performance data on an ongoing basis. And the early results are hard to ignore. Standard Chartered is probably the most striking example. They deployed AI-enabled feedback to 85,000 employees across the organization in 3 months. The outcome? 36% of employees said writing goals became easier. 30% said giving and receiving feedback got easier. And the frequency of continuous check-ins went up by nearly 50% in a single quarter. That's not a pilot program. That's a company-wide shift. Unilever went even further. They eliminated the annual appraisal form entirely and moved to AI-driven continuous feedback. No more once-a-year reckoning. Feedback becomes part of the workflow, not a separate annual event. IBM took a different angle. They built a Watson-based system that analyzes project outcomes, peer feedback, and customer data to flag when a manager's rating doesn't match what the data actually shows. It's not replacing the manager's judgment, but it's asking the question, does this appraisal hold up against the evidence? That matters a lot when you're trying to catch bias patterns before they influence who gets promoted and who gets passed over. Now, what about the time side of this? One financial services firm cut review time from 4 hours to 45 minutes per employee. That's an 81% reduction. And where did the reclaimed time go? Actual coaching conversations. The kind where a manager and an employee talk through what's working, what needs to shift, what they want to build. The part that actually changes behavior, not the paperwork that documents it. There's one more stat worth sitting with. 75% of employees say they support AI-generated performance reviews, but only when a human manager reviews and edits the output. That's the key. The technology isn't supposed to replace the manager. It's supposed to free the manager to actually manage. So if you're an HR leader thinking about where this fits in your organization, that's probably the frame worth keeping. The annual review isn't dying because people stopped caring about performance. It's dying because there's finally a better option. One that gives feedback when it can still be acted on. That's a wrap for today. Thanks for listening to AI HR Daily. If this was useful, share it with a colleague who's still drowning in review season. We'll see you next time.